Morning, everyone. Josh here, Solopreneur Grind. It is the SG Daily number. Oh, I forgot, 58. It's Wednesday, May the 15th. Hope your week is going well, and this week's theme is sales. So in episode 57, I talked about how to set smart sales goals, because goals are very important pretty much no matter what you're doing, whether it be sales, marketing, ops, saving money, exercising, right? Anything in life. If you don't have good goals, what are you working towards, or how are you going to measure what's working or not? If you do hear some noise in the background, I apologize. There's some construction going on. There's nothing I can do about it, but it's quieted down a little bit, so hopefully it's not a bother. The next step that comes to my head, so I'm thinking about because I'm doing it right now for my firm, is if you're going to approach sales, which I obviously had in the past, otherwise I wouldn't be here right now supporting myself if I didn't make any sales. But going through another cycle of it, the first step is set goals and kind of break it down, right? I talked about that in episode 57. I highly recommend watching that if you don't have any sales goals and you're looking to improve your sales. The next question then becomes, okay, I have my goals. How do I reach the goal, right? So what am I going to do, or how am I going to achieve those goals? And so the next question, if you go one step before that, so how am I going to do this? The question you need to answer is, who am I selling to, right? Because you can't decide. There's a million channels, right? You can sell through cold call. You can sell through email. You can sell through LinkedIn. You can sell through Facebook. You can go on Reddit. You could knock on doors. You could pick up the phone and call someone. There's all these crazy things. You know, you could send letters in the mail. These crazy things that, you know, people used to do, that was the norm. But in order to decide which ones, you have to figure out who you're selling to and where they are, right? Because if you're selling to people who, you know, hang out on Facebook, Facebook's probably a good place to start. If you're selling to people who are all over Instagram, that's probably a good thing to try. So the first question to ask yourself here is, who is my target? Who's my target market? And get as specific as possible. So my specific market is women aged 30 to 45 who live in North America and they like chicken, you know, whatever it may be. In my case, it's my targets. So who I want to speak to are people working in tech companies in Canada that have a say in the hiring process and likely are at a company of 10 employees or larger. Right? Now, the one thing you're going to notice is the more niched your company is, the more niched your product or services, the easier it's going to be to define your target. So if you are a digital marketing consultant, super broad, right? So who's your target? Anyone who needs digital marketing. You could argue that almost any company on this planet could use digital marketing. If you're a LinkedIn lead generation specialist focusing on email marketing, all of a sudden it becomes much easier to target, especially if you add in an industry, maybe like a LinkedIn lead gen specialist for doctors. And it's simple. You go on LinkedIn and you find doctors, right? It's super easy. So for me, I go on LinkedIn. So depending on what your answer to that question is, who is my target, it becomes much easier to then ask, how do I communicate with them? How do I start a conversation, right? Because you're not just going to go, hey, here's my product, buy it, right? It's a conversation. Now, that's not to say you can't try and sell on your first call or email or whatever, not saying that at all. But the way you should approach it is, how can I start a conversation with them? So what I did, first thing, well, it's good to try a few things, right? So in my case, the one that stood out was LinkedIn, because I'm looking for HR people, recruiters, you know, head of talent, things like that. Those are all things that are listed on LinkedIn. It's just perfect, right? Because you can go, the other thing you can try is go on Facebook groups, like maybe dedicated to Canadian HR professionals. That's actually a pretty good idea. I should do that. But LinkedIn has been a really good source because it's so easy to sort by some of those things, especially if you upgrade to premium. So let's take another example that's not LinkedIn related. Let's say you are a social media consultant specializing in helping Instagram influencers grow their brand. through authentic content, or something like that. Well, the low-hanging fruit is on Instagram, right? Because if people want to grow their Instagram following, you probably want to go on Instagram, people within a certain industry, with a certain amount of followers, you know, and reach out there. Cold outreach, send them a video, or find them through some other means, right? They're all going to have a link in their bio. Go to the link, read up on the company, maybe send them an email through their website, stuff like that. The real answer here is I can't tell you what to do. I can give you these questions so that you can discover a few options to try out, right? There's no one right answer. What you should do is answer the two questions. Number one, who's my target? Number two, what's the best way to start a conversation with them? And for number two, come up with the top two or three and try them all and see which work best. So maybe you come down to, okay, I'm going to search and cold message on LinkedIn, or I'm going to go out, find them on LinkedIn and then go on their company website, scrape their email, or you're also able to scrape emails off LinkedIn and send them a cold email or send them a phone call, right? Take two or all three of those and simply do 100 of each and see what happens. Hey, Sierra, just saw that you checked in. Feel free to shoot any questions if you have them. I got another minute or two while I'm live here, so feel free. If you guys do ever join in live, I usually go live between 8:30 and 9 a.m. EST, and I'm happy to answer questions. But the key here is to test, right? And I say this a lot. Testing is so crucial in all of digital marketing and in a lot of business. What you want to do is pick two or three of those. So like I said, maybe the LinkedIn, maybe the cold email. Try each 50 times, 100 times, and then it's simple. Which one got more responses? Which one led to more conversations? Which one led to more conversions, most importantly? So when you're reviewing what you've done, so let's say you email 100 of them and you connect with 100 on LinkedIn. Maybe you get more connections on LinkedIn. Let's say 30 people accept your connection, and only 10 respond to your email. But out of the emails, 5 out of 10 of them convert to clients, and only 2 out of 30 on LinkedIn turn into clients. So then you got to make sure you have the right metrics in place, right? Getting more connections is great. Getting fewer email responses isn't ideal. But if you're converting a higher percentage, if your absolute value of clients finalized is more, then that leads to more money, more revenue, more happiness, more to reinvest in your company, et cetera, et cetera. So make sure you're tracking them properly as well. I think what I'll do is I'll go into more detail on how to actually track and adjust it in the next video, because I'm running out of time here. Sierra, appreciate you checking in live. I'll be live tomorrow and or Friday. And if anyone else checks in live on YouTube, then that's awesome. Feel free to shoot me questions. If you don't tune in live and you have some questions that you want me to cover, follow me at Solopreneur Grind on Instagram. Shoot me a DM. I check and respond to every single one. So especially if you're listening on the podcast, you're not watching on YouTube, you can still get access to me there. You can also join my email list. You can find it at Solopreneur Grind, and I respond to all emails as well. Hope your week's going well. Hope you're improving those sales processes, and I will talk to you in the next episode.